Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Frameworks for Building Generative AI Applications. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques for Implementing Generative AI in the Generative AI for IT Managers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore common frameworks such as TensorFlow and PyTorch, the development environments that support them, and best practices for building robust generative AI applications. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify key frameworks for generative AI, understand the environments in which you can develop applications, and apply best practices during the application development process. Main content: introduction to common frameworks when it comes to building generative AI applications. Choosing the right framework is crucial. Two of the most widely used frameworks are TensorFlow and PyTorch. TensorFlow is an open-source platform developed by Google that provides a flexible ecosystem for building machine learning models. Its high-level API, Keras, makes it easy for developers to design and train neural networks without extensive coding knowledge. TensorFlow excels in production environments due to its scalability and comprehensive deployment options. PyTorch, on the other hand, is favored for its user-friendly interface and dynamic computation graph, which allows for more intuitive coding and debugging. Developed by Facebook, PyTorch is particularly popular among researchers and those developing prototypes because it allows for rapid experimentation and iteration. Both frameworks have their unique strengths, and your choice may depend on your specific project needs and personal preferences. For example, if scalability and deployment are your top priorities, TensorFlow may be more suitable. Conversely, if you prioritize ease of use and flexibility, PyTorch could be the better choice. Overview of development environments. Once you've chosen a framework, the next step is to set up a suitable development environment. A development environment is a workspace where you can write and test your code efficiently. Jupyter Notebook is a popular choice for many data scientists and AI practitioners. It allows for an interactive coding experience where you can write code in chunks and see the output immediately. This is particularly useful for testing algorithms and visualizing data, making it easier to understand the impact of your changes. Another option is Google Colab, a cloud-based platform that enables you to run Jupyter Notebooks in the cloud. This is especially beneficial for individuals or teams that may not have access to powerful local computing resources. Colab also offers free access to GPUs, which can significantly speed up the training of AI models. For more integrated development, you might consider using Visual Studio Code or PyCharm. These integrated development environments, IDEs, provide a robust set of tools for coding, debugging, and version control, making them ideal for larger projects or team collaborations. They also support various plugins that can enhance productivity, such as linting tools and version control integrations, making them versatile options for AI development. Best practices for building applications. Building generative AI applications requires careful planning and execution. Here are some best practices to consider. Start with a clear goal. Before diving into the coding process, define what you want your application to achieve. Whether it's generating financial reports, simulating market trends, or automating customer interactions, having a clear objective will guide your development process. Data is key. The success of any generative AI application heavily relies on the quality and quantity of the data you provide. Ensure that your dataset is diverse, representative, and cleaned of any inconsistencies. This is especially important in the finance industry, where data accuracy is paramount. Iterate and improve. Don't expect perfection on your first try. Use iterative development to refine your models. Start with a basic version of your application, gather feedback, and make incremental improvements. This approach will help you adapt quickly to changing requirements or unexpected challenges. Document your work. As you develop your application, maintain clear documentation. This not only helps you keep track of your progress but also assists others who may work on the project later. Good documentation can include code comments, user guides, and setup instructions. Stay updated. The field of generative AI is rapidly evolving. Regularly keep up with the latest advancements and best practices in the community. Engaging with forums, attending workshops, or taking additional courses can provide you with valuable insights and tips. Test rigorously. Before deploying your application, conduct thorough testing to identify any issues or areas for improvement. Use different datasets and scenarios to ensure that your application performs well under various conditions. This step is crucial to mitigate risks and ensure reliability. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the essential frameworks for building generative AI applications, including TensorFlow and PyTorch. We explored the various development environments available, such as Jupyter Notebook, Google Colab, and integrated IDEs like Visual Studio Code. Finally, we discussed best practices for building applications to ensure their effectiveness and reliability. By applying these concepts, you will be better equipped to develop innovative generative AI solutions in the finance sector. Reflection questions: how can you leverage TensorFlow or PyTorch to enhance your current business processes in finance? In what ways can selecting the right development environment impact the efficiency of your AI application development? Reflect on a recent project. How could the best practices discussed in this lesson have improved your approach?